Hey, good morning. Welcome, City Church fam. Great to see you today on Facebook Live once again. Hope you're having a great super day today. This is day 11 in our journey, Fear Not. And it's been an exciting time, at least for us as the church and as a team here. We've really grown and understanding the impact of what we're doing here. We kind of started off just my little camera here, and it was all right, but the Lord has really helped us to grow and develop this thing, and we're excited to bring this broadcast live to you today. Again, I want to mention we have a free promo that we're giving away right now, and it's our City Church Daily Prayer Card. You can go to the Connect button on that website right there, on our City Church website, and you can put your name in there. You can ask for that. Hey, this Sunday, our broadcast services are going to be at 8 o'clock, 9:30, and 11. I would encourage you just to spread the love. Let other people know about it. It's a great, great opportunity for you. Actually, it's probably one of the most effective things you can do right now to share Christ with other people. Obviously, some of us are limited in our movement and where we can go and stuff because of what we're going through with the COVID-19. But a great way for you to tell someone, hey, just check out what our church is doing online. A lot of churches are doing it, but I want to encourage you to go to citychurchfl.org. You can tell your friends about it. If you have your Bibles, I want you to go ahead and just turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 1. We're going to be getting there in just a moment. But at this time, Miss Miranda is going to lead us in a time of worship. I just encourage you to engage your heart in worship as she sings, as she leads our team this morning. Team, I'd encourage you guys, go ahead, let's worship the Lord together.
Calling me by name, my desire is your fame, and I need no earthly gain. I was lost, you were there. Calling me by name, my desire is your fame. Oh, I need no earthly gain. It's where I find in your presence, it's where I find joy. It's in your presence, oh Lord, it's where I find strength. In your presence, oh, I wanna stay in your presence always. It's where I find peace. It's in your presence. It's where I find joy. In your presence, it's where I find strength. In your presence, oh, I wanna stay in your presence.
Presence, oh, find peace in your presence today, Lord. Lord, we thank you this morning. Aren't you glad this morning that we can find peace in his presence? Thank you, Miranda. I want to ask you a question today. What was your first job description? What was your first job description? You just go ahead and put it right in. I got my little Facebook Live up right now. And I want to see some people out there respond this morning. What was your first job description? What was your first job description? I know what mine was. You know what yours was? Very first job description. My first job description, I was a paper boy. And I was probably 11 years of age. Thanks, guys. I was 11 years of age, and I've got to tell you, I had one job. My one job was to get the daily news, to the people in my community. I probably had about 70 papers, and I remember getting up in the morning with my friends, and I got to tell you guys, it was something that, as a little kid, it was the hardest thing I did, but it was a thing that I looked forward to. I got to buy my own clothes, and I don't know about you, but your first job always leaves a mark on you. My first job as a paper boy, I can't believe they gave 11-year-olds that kind of responsibility. I had to collect several hundred dollars a month worth of money for the papers that I distributed. And then by the end of the month, I had to get it to the paper mother. That's what she did. She had like 20 boys that she was responsible for collecting their money. I can't think of a worse job in the world than trying to collect money for boys that had just delivered newspapers for a month between these ages of 11 and 13. But that was her job, and she seemed to really like it. I got to tell you, I learned a lot during that time. It was during that time that I started reading the newspaper. I started becoming really fascinated. I read the sports section. I always read the two things that I read right away was the sports section, and then I read the funnies. And every day I read the sports section. And then as I got a little bit older, I started reading the front page a little bit, seeing what was happening in the world. And it fascinated. It stirred something inside of me. I began to really think about the world in a different perspective. And that was simply by becoming a newspaper boy. Now, I had no idea that at some time in my life in the future, we would have access to news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But at that time, I mean, you had to get your daily newspaper. I mean, they had the news at 6 o'clock, and there were a couple of famous broadcasters back then, but really the only way to get daily news was by reading the newspaper. You know, our story today in Luke chapter 1, it's more than a story. It's a woman that got a really special job description, a really unique job description. Her job description actually would change the world. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 1 through 26. This last week, in response to the COVID-19 kind of crisis that's come to our land, a week from this last Tuesday, I remember I walked into a staff meeting, and Pastor Glenn, who leads our staff, he just told the team, he said, "Hey, listen, guys, whatever previous job description you had in the past, I got to tell you, it's off the table. All job descriptions are being rewritten as I go, because we've never been handed this playbook before. I mean, we've never been handed a playbook where we haven't been able this Sunday to have three different gatherings. I mean, to have 3 different weeks we haven't had a gathering on our campus. And I don't know about you, but it's been years. I couldn't even tell you. It's probably been over 40 years of my life that I haven't gone to church every single week, at least Sunday morning, and as a kid, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I mean, I've spent most of my life going to church, and I understand that. I understand that responsibility that I have as a leader to help other people understand the gospel and putting together a team where we can gather together and worship. And so we've had to change job descriptions. But Mary's job description was really simple. And you know what job descriptions, what I've discovered about job descriptions is just simply doing this. It's simply every job description has a specific function or task that it's supposed to accomplish. There are guidelines or rules to follow. And then there has to be a person responsible for it. And the role that Mary was responsible for was a very important role. And I want you to know today, your role in God's kingdom is very, very responsible. It's a responsible role. No one else has the assignment that you have today. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, we're going to begin with verse 26. I'm just going to kind of break the word down. But the Bible says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, who's the cousin of the first cousin of Mary, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent an angel, Gabriel. Gabriel's a fascinating character. He's mentioned a couple of different times in the Bible. He's mentioned in the book of Daniel. And when Daniel encountered Gabriel, it so changed his life. It so changed his life that, man, I mean, the Bible says immediately after his encounter with him, he went into a time of fasting and prayer for 21 days. 21, that's an amazing thing. And I thought about this when Daniel encountered him, when Zechariah encountered him, they always had a special message. And when the angel Gabriel came to Mary, she had a special message that day. And the message, I want you to hear this today. Look what the Bible says about this message. God sent the angel Gabriel to him and said, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. You know, the Lord was with Mary. As a matter of fact, the Bible says she was highly favored. I love that concept. You know what happens? You know what happens when God calls you? God didn't call you because you were qualified. God called you because he saw something unique and special about you. As a matter of fact, Jeremiah says that God knew you before you were in your mother's womb. You were fashioned and created for purpose. You were made. Ephesians says that we are God's masterpiece. You're God's masterpiece. Mary was God's masterpiece. She was favorite of God. And listen, she was the least likely, probably 13, 14, 15-year-old young peasant girl living in a small town in a small little village called Nazareth. I mean, she was the most unlikely candidate to carry the most sacred, special role, task of any person on planet Earth, any person. I mean, she had the responsibility to carry in her womb the Christ child, the one who would come to be the Savior of the world. Wow, what a powerful understanding today. You see, God uses the nobodies of this world to bring a message of hope so that someday everybody could know that Jesus is Lord. God used the nobody to become a somebody so that everybody could hear the name Jesus. The next thing I want you to see this morning is found in verse number 29. Mary's fear was well-founded. Mary's fear was well-founded. Look at verse number 29. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. What a surprise encounter. I don't know about you, but encounters with angels aren't something that happens daily in my life. But you know what I think about God sometimes? I think God likes to give us little tokens of grace and supernatural surprises. I mean, I think this whole thing with the COVID-19, at least in my mind, has really just awakened me to a fresh understanding of our complete dependency upon God. I mean, when you're living in a country where there's so much wealth and so much opportunity and so much money, I mean, restaurants in every single corner. And last night I was thinking, I'd like to go get something to eat tonight. Guess what? There wasn't a restaurant for me to find, at least not one that I could sit down. I could go and get takeout and take it to my car and eat it or take it back to my home. We've had so much, and all of a sudden, we've been faced with limited opportunities. But you know much of the world has that all the time? Yeah. Mary was surprised. Mary was surprised by this encounter with God. She had a normal reaction. The Bible says that she began to think about it. She began to ponder about what this meant. The Bible says in the book of Haggai, no, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. And I want you to see Mary's future destiny, verse number 30. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid. You know, when you think about, I don't know about you today, but you think about when God begins to speak to you, maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know, God, what can I do for you? And all of a sudden an idea comes to your mind. You're like, oh, that's crazy. There's no way I can do that. There is no way. That's impossible. If you would have told me when I was 21 years old, I would be sitting in front of a camera talking to people and FaceTime live and a message would go around the world, I'd like, you're crazy. That ain't me. That's the farthest thing from my mind. I mean, the fact is, God doesn't necessarily call the qualified. He qualifies those who are called. And Mary's destiny, Mary's future was so incredible. And she looked at it and she couldn't believe that she would be the one that would carry this Christ child. Mary, you found favor with God. I want you to hear this today. Mary found favor with God because God had a special role for her. It was a unique role. It was a role that only she could fulfill. And do you know the call upon your life today is a role that only you can fulfill? There's a purpose and a plan that God's designed and created for you. For Mary, her unique call was to carry in her womb the Christ child, the one who would declare himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. This unique call that she had, this unique call was to give him the name Jesus. Do you know what your call is today? You know what my call is today? And however we do that, our call today is to make the name of Jesus famous in our generation. You know that name which is above every other name? The one who turned the water into wine? The one who walked on water? The one who makes the blind man see? The one who loved the sinless, who lived a sinless life and died on a sinner's cross? The one who on the third day conquered death, hell, and the grave? His name is Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. He rules forever and throughout all eternity. Come on, guys. Her job was to name him Jesus. Our job is to make the name of Jesus famous in this generation. I want you to consider that today. I want you to think about it. She said, Lord, I'm your servant, whatever that means. I challenge you today. Just be willing to become God's servant, God's vessel, to be used by him in small ways, tangible ways, practical ways, to make the name of Jesus famous in your generation. Answer the call. Answer the call. I want to pray for you today. Father, thank you today for every person. We thank you, Lord, that we shift our focus and our attention on the problems of the world to the message and responsibility, the call that you place within us. For Mary, Lord, her role and responsibility was to carry that Christ child and give birth to him and give him the name Jesus. And today we understand and acknowledge that that name is the name above every other name. Lord, I bless you today. I thank you today. Thank you for those who are listening. Thank you for those who are watching online today. Thank you, Lord, that this message today is going to bring hope. God, I pray that it's going to stir our faith. Lord, that we will be the Lord's servant. As it is, as you said it is unto me, Lord, let it be. Let it be today, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name. I want you to go and have a great day. In Jesus' name, amen.